Hi there. May is a Mental Health Awareness Month, and I have a story to tell you. So here it goes. The year was 2002, and I was at the height of my corporate career. Alpha, super-driven young woman with big dreams, lofty ambitions, and a huge ego to boot. I was everywhere and unfucking stoppable. Until I wasn't. Until a make-ban holiday weekend in Paris that was supposed to be fun turned into a three-day stay in a hotel room. Luxurious Parisian hotel room, mind you, but hotel room nevertheless. Pre-panic attack signs that I've ignored in London came with me to Paris, and they had a lesson to teach me. You see, a few months before, my sleep was off. I was exhausted all the time and had a series of serious and debilitating panic attacks that I managed to convince somehow myself are nothing more than a temporary lack of energy and a lack of proper nutrition. I was running on Marlboro Lights, hundreds, you know, the long ones, coffees and sugar-free Red Bulls. Hardly an alkaline diet that I predominantly follow these days. In short, I was running on empty. I ignored the signs. Resting, taking time off, was, in my mind, in those days, reserved for losers. And, let's face it, I wasn't one of them. Where I come from, we don't stop. We don't give up easily. And we always can. I was burning my corporate, social, and fitness candle on both ends. And eventually, something had to give. Fast forward to now. I am, as Sweetie says in her song, wealthy, healthy, joyous. And I'm grateful that I learned the lesson to stop, to retreat, to heal, in order to return in my full strength. What has changed over the years, you may ask? A lot. I have learned that I can still pursue my passions, have lofty dreams, and cultivate big ambitions, but in order to do that, I had to swap mindless goals for mindful intentions. You see, I have a mission and legacy to create a safe space for wealthy, wise women to hustle gently, lead boldly and empower gracefully. And to do that, I owe it to myself to show up in my full feminine power daily, unapologetically, authentically, and in full integrity. My clients, women entrepreneurs, women in leadership positions, policymakers, movers and shakers in their 40s and 50s, struggle with the very same things or similar things I went through. And it is an absolute privilege to be able to hold a safe space and create a safe container, if you like, for them to transform gently. You see, we were taught to perform, to stay strong, to go hard or go home, to never give up, to hold it together, to be positive, to not show our emotions. Being vulnerable, emotional, sensitive, delicate is perceived as weakness, unless, of course, it's a trendy, fake, performative act that can make reels and stories, that can bring likes and followers and sponsorships, in which case it is glorified and encouraged, of course, for all the wrong reasons. Sadly, the real middle ground was somehow lost amid the noise of numbers, comparisons, algorithms, and the latest buzz. All of those things collectively affect our mental health way more than we know. So, how about we stop? How about we regroup? We don't have to go hard or go home. And on that note, home is good. It's where we can thrive. Coming home to ourselves is what we actually owe to ourselves. Glorifying blood, sweat, tears, and hard hustle as the only road to success is toxic, dangerous, and is not a long-term sustainable strategy. There are different, more nurturing, intelligent, mindful ways of inspiring, motivating, and inviting people to grow themselves and their businesses. There is no need to wave the scaremongering and bullying stick disguised as a well-meaning motivational spiel. Yuppie era has long gone. Pushing, forcing, manipulating outcomes is an old paradigm. You see, mental health is not a joke, and it's not to be taken lightly. So, if you are currently going through a phase, and if that phase has been going on for longer than you had initially hoped for, or if you've learned to mask it or put a filter on it, soften it by brushing it off and blaming it on yet another cosmic shit show, Mercury retrograde, or a bad day at work, maybe you should consider pressing the pause button and taking some time to go within, to rethink things. You see, masking things off and pretending that everyone is going through something doesn't really help. And even if that were true, let's focus here on you. You are not everyone. You are not most people. You are you. So if you are suffering in silence, pretending, if you are feeling a heavy dose of shame about your feelings, pause and reach out. Speak to a friend, a professional. Open up. There is great strength in showing your vulnerability, and healing happens when we acknowledge our current reality and not when we bury our head in the sand. Every single emotion is here to be felt. Feel it. Don't ignore it. Embrace it. And remember to hustle gently.